What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Let's talk about B truck drivers. First, this show is sponsored by my audiobook, Truck Driver. You can go to TruckDriverAudiobooks.com, TruckDriverAudiobooks.com. Put in www.TruckDriverAudiobooks.com, and you can get my book. I'd show you how much trucking school should cost. What are you looking for when you're looking for a trucking school? How much money do you want to make, right? We talk about all these things, creating plans, what it's going to be like being a truck driver, what it's going to be like going over the road and training. It can help us, but right now, we're going to talk about B drivers. A B license is for a smaller truck. It's for a straight truck, usually. And usually a B license is a direct delivery thing. A company orders a part from an engineering company. They only need a few delivered. That's usually a B driver. Usually a expedited load that needs to be there quickly sometimes is small enough for a B driver to haul. Can you make money? Yes, you can make money. Can you make good money? Yes, you can make good money. But here's the thing. You're in the hunt for a niche, okay? You're in the hunt for a very small niche. And here's what I mean by that. Most of the time, B drivers are inventory clerks. They're specialized mechanics, professionals. Sometimes I've even seen guys from engineering companies who also drive a B truck. Usually a B truck is an add-on to doing something else, especially when you talk about getting to the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 range. You're going to have to become an add-on. You're going to have to become a clerk. You're going to have to become somebody who can think on their feet, move quickly. I mean, this is not going to be a fat boy job. These trucks aren't that big. So you need to be slim and trim. You need to be in shape. You need to get off your ass and get things done. Okay. That's just real life, you know, in the B world. You'll see this every day. By the way, you don't have to listen to me. I tell guys all the time, go to places. You can go down to every Home Depot in America and see there's a B truck usually sitting there. If you look, the driver is usually moving. You rarely see that B. You see that B truck when they close. You see that B truck when they open. That dude is usually gone. If he ain't doing nothing, he's working in the store, which means you have to. He has to have knowledge about the store. You have to have knowledge to do inventory. You got to be able to cut a piece of wood straight. Okay, I'm just using that as an example of B jobs. Even if you, let's say, you get a job with FedEx, you have to learn how to expedite, doing paperwork properly, things like that. There's going to be a more responsible, intense situation. It's like, as a truck driver, maybe you'll do one or two expedited loads in a week. You might do one or two loads a day, depending on what company you work for. So, and these are examples. These are not every single B job. But every B job is usually an add-on, like I said. It's usually you're the engineer slash B driver. You're the working in a lumber yard, you do stocks, you do this, and you do delivery. You get parts from the truck shop and you deliver. That's the kind of thing you're going to be doing. Usually it's going to be two jobs. Okay. Now, is this a guarantee? No. Sometimes there are delivery companies, small companies I've seen, bar delivery companies. You can look for that on Google. I've seen, products from stores, you know, and you'll see B trucks at Trader Joe's. But anyway, those companies that supply food for bars, those companies that supply alcohol, they also have B trucks. And again, you got to know the inventory. You got to be able to use the equipment. You got to be in shape because you can't be dilly dallying all day messing with the beer. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you might have to do two or three deliveries in a day. I talked to one guy one time. He was doing 5 to 10 deliveries in a day, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning and ending late at night. It's a hustle. You know, that's the kind of job you're looking at. Can you make as much money as a regular CDL Class A driver who's driving a much bigger, heavier truck with an unattached axle? No, well, possibly. You got to understand, it's like this. I got 10 years experience. I can go anywhere at this point. I could pretty much leave my job right now and go get another job over the road, easy. You, on the other hand, you could leave your job we're having your B license, but there is not as many people clamoring for you. Is there a good job out there? Yes, there is. Can you find it? Yes, but you're going to have to work for it. It's not going to be easy. You got an A license? It's easy. Just is right now. All right, we in a boom in trucking. They're paying rookies 44 cents a mile. It just is. Okay, but if you can't, don't want to be licensed, start making plans. Think about how much money you need. Start breaking that down and start, you know, you can't be a whole lot of money guy. Okay, that whole lot of money thing doesn't apply to you. You got to think what you need from this job so you can live, because you're going in a smaller niche. So, and again, like I said, I know there's going to be people who say it's exceptions to the rule. There always are. But usually, I mean, think about your life. Don't just go on me. Just think about in your life when you've seen B drivers. And you see them all the time. The guy with the straight truck at Home Depot. You know, that's a B driver. You know, think about the difference between how long he's gone versus the guy who's got who's hauling the heavy freight out of and delivering it. You know, you've seen the Home Depot guy who delivers the whole pallet, the whole truckload of drywall. You know what I'm saying? You see the difference in busyness. You see the difference in, you know, one guy's operating a high-low and a machine and doing major deliveries, and another guy's, you know, he's doing smaller deliveries, multiple probably in a day. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different world. But anyway, yes, you can make money. It is going to be a physical demanding job usually, and a mental demanding job usually, more so than if you were a regular CDL class A truck driver. So I'm not discouraging you from getting a B license. I'm not saying don't. Hey, if you don't want to do class A, get a B, man. That's just the way it is. And you just got to work hard, apply a lot at a lot of different places, and you might want to start looking for a job while you're training. Because you're in a race, you're in a smaller niche, and it's going to be you and 200, 300 other people competing for a small group of jobs, and that are hard to find because a lot of places don't advertise B licenses, and a lot of times they'd rather have somebody with an A so they can always have the option to get them, you know, to ride an A if they got one on the lot. You know what I mean? Like if you're Home Depot, for example. If you got an A guy in the B truck and the guy in the A truck is sick, boom, go get in the A, get out the B truck, go get in the A truck and make this major delivery, you know. Anyway, hopefully that helps you. Truckdriver101.com. Yes, B drivers can make money. Yet one last thing, my man. CDL class B is what I mean when I say B drivers. CDL class B is what I mean when I say B drivers. Just in case people might have got confused there. I kind of realized that at the end. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com.